The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, Thursday Night Football actually ended up being a really good game. I was kind of expecting it to be a blowout, but division matchups sometimes actually end up being really good games, and this one ended up being a good game. The Miami Dolphins actually made it competitive all the way to the very end, but of course, Tua do what Tua do, and that is on the drive in which the Dolphins could have taken the lead, tied it up. I can't remember. Regardless, they were making a drive to get going and I think it was to tie it up. Yeah, because I think Buffalo just took the lead to go back up 28-21, and so Miami needed a touchdown. That's right. So yeah, that's what happened. And Tua, of course, threw an interception on that drive, and Buffalo was able to get the interception and walk away with the win 31-21. But I gotta say, man, Miami really did take it to them. And Buffalo really, on the defensive side of the ball, they were getting blown up in certain aspects of the game. They were really getting blown up by the receivers. The running game was actually they were pretty successful with it last night as well in Miami. So it wasn't that perfect of a game, but still Buffalo got the win, and they are 3-0. But they looked real good on the offensive side of the ball. Of course, Josh Allen, 22-for-28, 213 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then Cook, he continues to cook at the running back position. He had 108 yards and a touchdown on the ground, and it kind of felt like every time he got the ball, he was gashing the Miami Dolphins defense. So offensively, the Buffalo Bills looked like they had no problems. It was the defensive side of the ball, but hey, you're not gonna have perfect games every time. And so what? You're 3-0. You got the win, and you walked away with the win. It was really more just the Dolphins actually came out and had a really solid game, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It was just that one interception from Tua. And I mean, it sucks because he pretty much had a flawless game otherwise. But you're driving and you need that touchdown to get the win. And it was a bad interception too. It was right to Buffalo, and he was able to just run it back. And they were able to add 3 points to that already 28-21 lead. But Buffalo gets the win last night, 31-21. Moving on to the rest of week 3, and also my head-to-head matchup with Simon Ruvalcaba. Last week, I went 11-5 to bring my season total up to 21-11, and he went 8-8 to bring his season total up to 22-10, so he is only one game ahead of me now, so the furious comeback is alive. But we both had Buffalo last night. I had Buffalo winning 28-17. He had Buffalo winning 30-17, so we both start the weekend off 1-0. He did not get me his picks for the rest of the games this weekend, so I will only be discussing my picks for the weekend's matchup. So let's get right into week 3 and what we have coming up, beginning with the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. Right now, the Falcons are a 3.5-point favorite. The Panthers, I feel like they're, like I keep saying, and I said this about them at the beginning of the season, they're a young team that's going to cause some issues for some people. And I feel like in their division, they're definitely going to cause some issues. And especially against mid-level or bottom-of-the-barrel teams, and Atlanta basically is that. They're mid-level, bottom-of-the-barrel team. And so I kind of feel like this is actually going to be a good game. Probably, I wouldn't be shocked if it's a walk-off win where it's a walk-off field goal, walk-off touchdown, some type of deal like that. But I feel like Carolina is due for a win. Atlanta is not that good of a team, so I kind of feel like this is just going to be a battle back and forth, and I've got Carolina winning a close one, 21-20. Then we have the Green Bay Packers at the Cleveland Browns. Right now, the Packers are a 9.5-point favorite, and Green Bay's looked like one of the most solid, most complete teams, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Jordan Love has been lighting everybody up, and I wouldn't be shocked if that's the case in this one because Cleveland is terrible. They have pretty much nothing good to talk about besides Myles Garrett, but he can't do everything, and so I've got Green Bay blowing out Cleveland 41-7. Then we have the Houston Texans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Jaguars are 1.5-point favorite, and Jacksonville is actually looking pretty solid on the defensive side of the ball. They actually lead the league in interceptions. I believe they have four or five interceptions right now. And so they're really taking the ball away. And then offensively, not looking too shabby themselves. They've actually been keeping pace in pretty much every game they've been in so far. It's only two games, but still, they've looked pretty good in both games. And Houston, though, on defensively, they look stout. Offensively, that's where the questions are. Offensive line is terrible, and the ground attack's terrible, and C.J. Stroud is just running for his life. And I don't think that's going to bode well for them in this one. And they're starting the season off 0-2. And I actually think they're going to start the season off 0-3. I've got Jacksonville winning a close one, 24-21. Then we have the Cincinnati Bengals at the Minnesota Vikings. Right now, the Vikings are a 3.5-point favorite. We are going to get two backup quarterbacks in this matchup. Joe Burrow is out for the Cincinnati Bengals, so we're going to get Jake Browning at quarterback. And he filled in a lot last year because Burrow missed the entire second half of the season due to that wrist injury. And then in Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy is out, so we're going to get Carson Wentz starting for his sixth team in 6 years. So it should be a very interesting game. I think the Vikings, though, their defense, and they have a lot more offense on the or a lot more weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Whereas the Bengals, they were already kind of struggling just in many ways before the Joe Burrow injury. And I just kind of feel like this game is going to be a struggle for them. And I feel like the Minnesota Vikings defense is really going to take over and have a solid day. And I've got the Vikings winning 17-14. Then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. Right now, the Steelers are 1.5-point favorite. The Patriots, they don't have a lot to talk about. This team is pretty much garbage for the most part. Whereas the Steelers, even though their defense hasn't showed out just yet, I kind of feel like this is going to be the week where they do show out because they've looked like boo-boo the fool in the last couple of the first couple of games to start the season. They do not look like the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. The first game was won by the offense, and then this last game, just boneheaded play. So I think they're going to shore that up and get it right and actually blow out the Patriots 30-17. Then we have the Los Angeles Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are a 4.5-point favorite, and I'm actually going to go upset in this game because, you know, Philadelphia has not looked all that convincing in their first two games to start the season. That doesn't mean I think they're a shitty team. I just feel like they just haven't looked that solid and that good. And the Rams, while they haven't looked that great themselves either, they have a very solid offense. And so I feel like the offense is going to expose this defense. And I think they're going to do just enough to get the win in this one. As a matter of fact, I think the Los Angeles Rams defense is also going to play a big role in this one and cause some problems for the Philadelphia Eagles offense. And I've got the Rams upsetting the Eagles in this one 21-17. Then we have the New York Jets at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, the Bucs are a 6.5-point favorite. And Tampa has had two big comebacks in their first two games. The Jets have looked terrible in really overall. I mean, their first game was close, but they still have looked terrible. They don't look like a good team at all, whereas the Tampa Bay Buccaneers look good on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, and I just think they're ready to get going. And I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers blowing out the Jets in this one 35-10. Then we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans. Right now, the Colts are a 3.5-point favorite, and the Colts have started off the season real hot, looking solid on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball, but especially offense. Their punter hasn't even come out to punt in two games, so we'll see what happens if they're able to make it extend that streak out into three games. Kind of doubt it, but who knows? The Tennessee Titans are not a good team at all. This team has a lot of growth to do, and I just kind of feel like it's going to be a very, very long season for the Tennessee Titans. They might have some explosive plays here and there, but other than that, I don't think they're going to do much. I feel like the Indianapolis Colts are going to get the win in this one 21-10. Then we have the Las Vegas Raiders at the Washington Cardinals. Almost called them the Redskins and then the Commanders, so I combined that together, but the Washington Commanders. We won't have Jaden Daniels in this one. Marcus Mariota is going to start this game, but that doesn't really change anything to me. I still think that Washington is the better team over Vegas. I think Vegas has a lot of issues on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. They don't really have any standouts, and nobody's really gotten going, especially on the offensive side of the ball. There's just so many questions other than Max Crosby, and Max Crosby can't do it all for you. So I just think Washington's better on offense. I think Washington's better on defense, and I just think they're the overall better team, even without Jaden Daniels at quarterback. So I've got Washington winning this one 23-14. And moving on to the afternoon games, we have the Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. Right now, the Chargers are a 2.5-point favorite. I feel like this is going to be, you know, this is a division battle. So I think it's going to be a close matchup. I think the Denver defense is going to make it a little bit closer than expected. But I wouldn't be shocked if this ends up being kind of a shootout between Bo Nix and Justin Herbert. Almost forgot his name there. But I think it's going to be, it could end up being a shootout between the two of them. But I feel like the Denver Broncos defense is going to kind of keep things a little bit closer than we expect. But I do have the Chargers winning this one 27-20. Then we have the New Orleans Saints at the Seattle Seahawks. Right now, the Seahawks are a 7.5-point favorite. The New Orleans Saints are just a terrible team. They really have nothing going on with this team. Seattle, their defense, though, is a top-level team. I don't think a lot of people, you know, they were actually a top-level defense last year, and I just don't think a lot of people recognize it because they're just overall not a really good team. They're not really doing much, and you're not really going to talk about the Seahawks unless they're winning. And even though they got the win last week, I still think a lot of people are going to overlook them this week, but I do think this defense is going to make some big plays for them this week and help them get the win. I've got the Seahawks winning 17-13. Then we have the Dallas Cowboys at the Chicago Bears. Right now, the Bears are a 1.5-point favorite, which is kind of funny because the Chicago Bears have a terrible offense, and their defense looks okay. I mean, they didn't look that good last week. But I don't really see the Chicago Bears really actually keeping up with the Cowboys this week because the Cowboys on the offensive side of the ball are actually really good. And I kind of feel like that's going to be an issue for the Chicago Bears this week. As a matter of fact, I don't think this is going to be a difficult game for the Cowboys at all. I kind of feel like this is going to be a game where the Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys offense just goes off and they really have no issues scoring. And I kind of feel like their defense is going to have no issues taking care of this poor Chicago Bears offense. I mean, they have nothing going on offensively. I mean, Caleb Williams is just running for his life on every single play. And even though the Cowboys don't have the greatest defense, I don't think they're going to have very many issues with this terrible Chicago offense. I have the Cowboys kicking their ass 31-14. Then we have the Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Right now, the Cardinals are a 1.5-point favorite. We don't know if Brock Purdy's going to play yet. And I kind of feel like, even if he does, this game to me kind of leads towards Arizona. I think they're a more interesting team. The Niners, I mean, their last win was because they played the Saints. Mac Jones, he's not going to win you a lot of games, and he really only looked good in the fourth quarter. He looked pretty terrible the first three quarters. So if he's in this one, I don't think this is really going to be a close matchup at all. But like I said, even with Purdy, I'm not really expecting much from the Niners in this one. I do think it's going to be a close matchup because it's a division matchup, but I actually think the Cardinals are going to probably have the lead the whole way, and I've got the Cardinals winning this one 28-21. Then our Sunday night football matchup is the Kansas City Chiefs at the New York Giants. One of these teams is starting the season off 0-3, and that's kind of shocking that one of those teams is the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, the Chiefs have a 5.5-point favorite. Even though I hate the Giants, I think it would be kind of hilarious to see them beat the Chiefs and have the Chiefs start off the season 0-3. However, I don't really think that's going to happen. I actually think the Chiefs are going to step up in this one. They've looked pretty terrible on offense for the most part in their first two games. It's pretty much been all Patrick Mahomes, so that could be an issue for them, especially if the Giants play as well as they did on offense this last week. You look at it, the Chiefs' defense actually has not looked good at all in the first two games as well. So if they're not able to contain the Giants on defense and this turns out to be like a shootout, don't be shocked if the Giants win this one because the Chiefs don't have a lot of firepower anymore. They pretty much just have Mahomes' magic, which does matter, but I don't know. That could end up being not really a big deal this season because so far in the first two games, it has not mattered at all. So don't be shocked if the Giants are able to get the upset in this one, but I'm not going with the upset in this one simply because I think the Chiefs are the better team. I don't really see them starting the season 0-3, especially against a terrible Giants team. The Giants are really not that good. So I have the Chiefs winning a close one, 23-17. All right, moving on to baseball and the baseball playoffs. We are closing in on the last week of baseball. So here is how we are looking at it as far as the playoffs go. We had one more team clinch a playoff spot. Only National League teams have clinched playoff spots. As I've been saying all season long, the National League is head and shoulders above the American League right now. And I mean, real talk, the American League, it's going to be very interesting to see because there's, to me, no clear shot, because Detroit right now is actually circling the drain. They are not heading into the playoffs looking good at all. And then you look at Toronto not looking that hot. It's kind of looking like the Yankees are the hottest team right now. So that's not looking good for the rest of the American League. The National League, I see all these teams beating up on each other. So it's going to be very difficult to predict who's even headed to the World Series this year, because there's so much going on in both the American League and National League. So let's start off with the American League and who's got the top spot right now in the American League East is the Toronto Blue Jays. They would be the number one overall seed if the playoffs were to start today. Right now they have a 3-game lead over the New York Yankees. But like I said, the New York Yankees are surging, and they are actually looking like the best team in the American League. And if they keep it up, even though their defensive issues are a huge problem for them, so what? They've got a lot of offense, and they've got excellent pitching with Fried and Rodon right now. So watch out for the Yankees. Then right now in the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers only have a 3.5-game lead over the Cleveland Guardians. The Guardians just swept the Tigers yesterday, and it was a Scooble day too. As soon as they took Scooble out, that's when shit got real for the Tigers. But the Guardians are right on their ass. The Guardians could actually take this division, and don't be shocked if they do, because the Guardians are always this type of team. When it comes to the playoffs, when it comes to the second half push, the Guardians always know how to get it done. So don't be shocked if you see them take over this division, and that would be shocking because the Tigers have had it all season long. But the Tigers are starting to lose their grip, and this is not a time you want to lose your grip, especially with the last week of the season approaching. And then right now in the American League West, we have us a tie between the Houston Astros and the Seattle Mariners. Mariners tied it up again last night. The Astros had the day off. Mariners got a win yesterday, so they are both tied for the West. So it's going to be a battle for the West all the way until the last week of baseball. And then right now in the American League wildcard spots, the Yankees hold down the top spot. And then Houston and Seattle, whoever wins that division has the second spot in the wild card. And then, whoever doesn't win the division has the second spot in the wild card. And then the Boston Red Sox. And then on the outskirts, on the outside looking in for the wild card spots, we have the Cleveland Guardians and the Texas Rangers. And then turning to the National League, of course, the top spot right now remains the National League Central. The Milwaukee Brewers would be the number one overall seed. They have clinched a playoff spot, and they have a 6-game lead right now over the Chicago Cubs for the Central. Then the National League East, the Philadelphia Phillies hold a 12-game lead over the New York Mets, and the Philadelphia Phillies have clinched a playoff spot. And then the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers hold a 3-game lead over the San Diego Padres right now. And then the wild card spots, the Chicago Cubs clinched a playoff spot this week. So right now they are the only technical wild card team. If they don't win their division, which it kind of looks like Milwaukee's got this, it's going to take an epic collapse for Milwaukee and a huge run from the Chicago Cubs to really win their division. But regardless, they are in the playoffs. Both teams are in the playoffs. Then we have the San Diego Padres and the New York Mets rounding out the wild card spots, with the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants all on the outside looking in of those wild card spots. So like I said, we have this last week of baseball coming up. This is where it matters. We need to see what happens with the American League East. Are the Yankees going to overtake that American League East, or are the Blue Jays going to keep it moving? Then in the American League Central, did not think we were going to have issues with the Tigers, but we might have issues with the Tigers if the Guardians keep on winning. And then the American League West. American, what am I, Patrick Starr? I said West. In the American League West, the Houston Astros and Seattle Mariners are tied up, so that's definitely going to go down to the wire. And then, of course, the wild card spots are going to go down to the wire as well, because you got all these five teams legitimately competing for that last spot, or for those three spots in the wild card. And then in the National League, it's looking like the Central and the East are in the West. I kind of feel like all the division, who's got the division league right now, are going to win their divisions. It's just really the wild card spots, and I kind of feel like those are set. It's really just if the Mets fall apart, and even if the Mets fall apart, the Diamondbacks haven't got going this year, the Cincinnati Reds haven't got going this year, and the Giants haven't got going this year. Those three teams pretty much are the same. They are very streaky, and it just kind of feels like they're on the bubble, and every time they get going, they just fall off the bubble. So I kind of feel like we're looking at what we're looking at, but we'll see where we are next week, because the playoffs begin September 30th. All right, y'all, enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.